We are on week three of three in the topic of Prusbul and dealing with practical implementations. So we were in the middle of the topic of whether we require a special Beisdin for this. Is this any three Dayanim? Is this a super Beisdin? And we had already seen last time, just to recap it quickly, the Gemara in Gittin Lamed Vav Amud Beis, in which they quote Shmuel requiring a Beis Din of Rabbi Ami and Rabbi Asi, that came up as part of the discussion of whether this is meant to be an ongoing thing or whether this was just for Hillel's generation. And we asked what the logic would be in requiring a super Beis Din. And the usual logic is that which we brought from the Ran, that you need to be able to do Hefker Beis Din. You need to take property away from people. Even without Hillel. So therefore, you require a super Beis Din. And the Ksav Sofer that we brought challenged that idea. He said, Shemitah of money is derabanan fundamentally in our time. Why would I need a Beis Din that could be mafkia mamon, that could remove property? It's not hefker Beis Din. It's just a restoration of the biblical status, right? Biblically, there is no Shemitah's Ksavim right away. Right? I'm sorry, there is no Shemitah's Ksavim right now. And therefore, there is no option. Well, therefore, the money really belongs with the lender anyway. So we gave a couple of answers to that. We then had the Ksav Sofer further discussing within the view of the Rambam, where the Rambam says that Prusbul is only meant for Shemitah when Shemitah is Derabanan. So therefore, it's not a Fkoy Mamona, and we discussed the view of the Rambam as well. Maybe the reason why you would require Beis Din Chashuv is Kein Deo Reisa Tikun, it's just modeled on the biblical. Fine. We then moved into the textual basis for requiring a super Beis Din, and that was the last item that we had discussed. And
when we talk about super Beis Din, does that mean mamish, like Rav Ashi, meaning when we were learning it, there seems to be, you either take it literally that mamish has to be like Rav Ashi or Bami, and then
right.
That would never happen again, or is that modeled after that, meaning...
So I'm going to get to that.
Okay, fine, that's where we're going to
have that. Right. So the textual basis for requiring a super Beis Din is that Gemara in Gittin Lamed Vav Amud Beis, with the statement of Shmuel requiring that great Beis Din, to which the Ramban replied, well, we don't follow Shmuel. And the Ran rejected the response of Ramban. The arguments against requiring the super Beis Din are, first of all, Gittin Lamed Gimel Amud Aleph. Rav Nachman said that two Dayanim, two judges, suffice. So if it's less than other dinei mamonos and other financial things, that why in the world should we require a Beis Din Chashuv, to which the Ran said, maybe they enacted. You only require two judges because it's not a matter of debate between judges, but that doesn't reduce the significance of what they're doing such that we won't require a great Beis Din. That was the response there. A second argument for why you would not require a super Beis Din is Rabbanan Devei Rav Ashi doing the Prusbul among themselves. They don't go to Rav Ashi. So in response to that from the Rosh, was that Rabbeinu Tam's language indicates that he believes that they, in fact, were mumchen, they, in fact, were experts, even though that would be something of an illogical assumption. And then there's a piece from the Ran as well in this, I think I saw a piece from the Ran as well, but I didn't bring it in my notes. And then the third reason not to require a super Beis Din is the Gemara Gittin Lamed Zayin Amud Beis that says that a lender has credibility to say that he had a Prusbul and he lost it because presumably he would have done it right. He wouldn't have done it wrong. But if he required a great Beis Din, maybe he wouldn't have done it right because it's not so easy to get a hold of a great Beis Din. To which the Ran replied, no, the great Beis Din will take care of this. They'll make sure that they're available. They'll post hours, whatever they'll do, in order to make sure that this is taken care of. And that was what we had stopped with last time. So the Rishonim are split in terms of how to deal with this issue. The Rif does not quote Shmuel's requirement of a super Beis Din. He doesn't bring it at all. So the Rush in Gittin and the Ramban, the Rush in Gittin is Dalid Yud Gimel. I actually brought it here on the page. They see this as proof that the Rif rules that we do not require such a great Beis Din. If you take a look at your sheet, source Beis is the Rush. He says, Vishuv Chazar Bo Rabbeinu Tam Vakasav Hu Ba'atzmo Prusbul. Rabbeinu Tam first had said, you do require a great Beis Din. Then he recanted and he wrote the Prusbul himself, Ki Haya Omer, because he said, Delo Ba'ina Le Beis Din Chashuv Shabador, that what we require is not the super Beis Din. What we require is a great Beis Din of that generation. As indeed we find that the Rabbanan and the Yeshiva of Ravashi, they did this with each other.
You need to say not the most chashuv, just a chashuv.
A chashuv, I think so.
As opposed to, like, you know, stamina.
As opposed to three people after Minyan.
Yeah,
right.
Even less, okay.
Right. Umashma mitoch dvarav dechashiv kulu rabbanan bei Rav Ashi based in mumchen. Right? It sounds like that all the rabbanan in the yeshiva of Rav Ashi count as mumchen mishum de Rav Ashi hayagadol ador. Because look who Rav Ashi was. The Talmidim must have been mumchen too. V'lo mistabra hachi. And then he says, as we already noted, that doesn't seem very logical to him. Elamashma dehani amoroi basroi laslu hadishmuel. Rather, he says, it's because these later amoroim disagreed with Shmuel's requirement altogether. It's not that they interpreted the requirement to include Beis Din Chashuv Shebedor. It's that they dropped the requirement altogether. They dropped the whole idea of Ahachi Is Leiler of Alphas, and he says that was the view of the Rif. Delohevi Divrei Shmuel Elohad Rabbanan Divrei Rav Ashi Masumi Leil Hadadi, because the Rif did not bring the requirement from Shmuel. All he did mention was that in fact the students in the yeshiva of Rav Ashi, they did this themselves. So the Rosh says the Rif does not require such a Beis Din at all. That's the upshot of the Rosh. However, the Yamshel Shlomo disagrees. And he says, maybe not. Maybe the Rif agrees with Rabbeinu Tam. I brought it in source Gimel. V'efshar af harif modeh, that he does admit to this requirement. V'ha delo yoev divrei Shmuel, the fact that he didn't cite Shmuel, mishum delo tema davka beidina derav ami v'rav asi odugmasan ka'amar. The is because he doesn't want you to think you require Rav Ami and Rav Asi level Beis Din. V'idner lo nimtza, doesn't exist today. Ela kol Beis Din chashuv bidoro ka'amar. What he's saying is the great one, a great one, the great one, unclear, of that time. V'kulu hani amorai v'uvdoi shemazkir ha-talmud binyan prusbo kulon chashivi didarayu havi. Whenever you see that somebody did one, they must have been the chashuv of the generation. And mishum hachi havi alimi beidinayu kebezdin ravami ravasi bedorei. So it must be that they were on that level in their generation. So the Yamshel Shlomo says, maybe the Rif agrees with Rabbeinu Tam that you in fact need chashuv, but you don't require the great one. And that's why he dropped Shmuel. So what we see here is a machlokus as to how to understand the Rif. So how do the Rishonim paskin? So Rabbeinu Tam and Sefer Hayashar indeed takes the view that we require the best of the best. You have to have the Beis Din of Ravami and of Rabbi Ami and Rabbi Yas and Rabbi Ravas.
Can I feel for Shlomo for a second? When he says that the reason the Rif doesn't bring Shmuel is because he doesn't want you to think that you dafka need Ravami or Ravasi. But he says you do need
Chashuv,
right. What he's saying is that meaning he really is passing like Shmuel, but what Shmuel means is in their generation the Chashuv was Rav Ami and Rav Asi, in our generation.
Yeah, he just doesn't want to use his words because his words would be misleading.
Meaning, so he passes like Shmuel, he just is nervous that if he writes it, then people will think Dafka.
Right. Okay. Correct. So Rabbeinu Tam and Sefer Hayashar says it has to be top of the top. And the Rambam sounds like he says the same. The Rambam, I didn't bring it for you on the sheet for some reason, in Shmita V'Yovel Tes Yud Zayin. I think because I brought these sources from last time, and I had it on the sheet already earlier in last week's sheet, that last time's sheet. That's why I didn't bring it again on the sheet. But it's Tes Yud Zayin in the Rambam. He says we require Chachamim Gedolim like Rabbi Ami and Rabbi Asi. And others cannot write it. The Me'iri also says that. The Me'iri says we don't do Prosbol because we don't have Batei Din Chashuvim Ukvuim. So they all seem to require it. On the other hand, you then get to the intermediate category, and those who say, we sort of require it. We require a Beis Din Chashuv of any generation. We have basis for this standard, because in the Tshuva of Rabbeinu Gershom Samach Zayin, he says a great Beis Din in any generation is able to be mafkia mamon, can remove money from one party and give it to another. He's not talking prosbol. But he says, in general, a great Beis Din in any generation can remove money from one. It need not be the greatest. That's a general statement that he makes. That I did bring you. If you take a look in source Vav, I brought it to you via the Yachal Yisrael, Rav Lau, who quotes it. Uvitshuvas Rabbeinu Gershom Me'or Hagola Isa. And here's the quote. Ve'im tomar ki amrinan hefker Beis Din hefker, hainu Beis Din chashuv kigon shamai ve'hilel aval ha'idnolo. When we say hefker Beis Din hefker works, right, Hefker Beis Din is effective. Is that a Beis Din Chashuv like Shammai and Hillel, and we don't have anybody like that? Rabbeinu Gelishom is speaking. Leka lemeimer hachi. Don't say that. Why? The Tanu Rabbanon, because the Brisa says, Lama lo nisparshu shmosin shal zakenim. Why is it that the names of the individual zakenim were not mentioned in the Torah? Shalo yomar adam, so that you don't say, oh, forget it, we're not like them. Ploni kinadav aviyu, ploni ki eldad umeidad. Is somebody going to be on that level? It's funny that you mentioned eldad umeidad, because they're not in the group. But we don't say that. Vayishlach Hashem as Yubalves, Bedanves, Yiftach Veshmuel, the Pasuk in Shmuel Aleph talks about who Hashem sent us as leaders, and he sent us Yubal, also known as Gidon, right? Dan, Yiftach, and Shmuel. We list them all together, even though they're not all viewed the same way in the pantheon of great Jewish leaders. Shafilu kal shebekalim v'nismana parnas alatzibur hareu ka'abir shaba'abirim. The lightest of the light is the equal of the greatest of the great, the heaviest of the heavyweights. Hilkoch masha asu akihilos gzeirasim gzeiro masei amaisa v'chulei. That's the end of the quote from Rabbeinu Gershom. He says, even the lightest, if they're appointed that to be the leader, then they are the leader, and they're, what they say counts. Again, he's talking about Hefker Beis Din. And he says, the great Beis Din of a generation can do it. Now, is that the or a? I would be inclined to say it's the, because he's still saying the one who's appointed to lead. So I'm not sure that you could read this as a great Beis Din.
But then is it, I mean, every community is, meaning, is separate, or there's one, you know?
He has not specified.
It says in Mahilamash Aswa Kihilos Xerasim Xeran. I don't know what that means. But,
yeah, and I don't either.
But, right, I mean, you could say either only one based in that whole generation, or you could say, you know, every community, you know, every...
Right.
Every area, maybe. They're based in at least that area.
Right. I don't know what to do with it. I'm not sure you can take, how far to take it. Tosfos in Gittin, if you take a look at Source Zion, this is the classic on Rabbeinu Tam, says, Rabbeinu Tam, kasa prosbol, ki haya omer deloba inan ala beis in chashuv shebedor. We only acquire beis in chashuv shebedor, which to me sounds like the. It doesn't sound like ah. He sounds like he's saying our beis din is the beis din chashuv of the generation. And of course, that's a change from the position recorded in Sefer Hayashar. And the Rush in Gittin indeed notes, yes, Rabbeinu Tam changed his mind, requiring only Chashuv Shebedor, and he said that the Rif said it, and that was what we already saw above. The Bala Trumos is inclined in this direction as well. If you take a look at Source Ches, he says, Umishum Hamilsa Ikaman da Amar de Ha'idna de Leslan, based in Agada, Leslan the Michtava Prozbol, because of this statement that you have to have these great Rabbanim, therefore, there are some who say that we can't do prosbol today, like the Meiri position that I mentioned. Ve'yavad lo mahani, and if you were to make a prosbol, it would be ineffective. Umistabra shakol gimel bekiyin bedin ube'inyan prosbol ve'yodin mitzvah shmita v'mchu rabim aleim ba'osa ha'ir shehein darin ba. Harei hein ba'osa ha'ir ba'osa zman kebedina derav asi yiru'uyin lafkiya mamon b'nei yiram betakon asam aniru lehem kamo heim bido ram. So the way that it's framed in the Sefer HaTrumos is what you require is a Beis Din that is appointed as giants in that locale. They don't have to be of the entire generation. The community appointed them and said, you are our Beis Din, we give you authority, that's good enough. We already saw this quoted, of course, in Rabbeinu Gershom. So the message that emerges from the Sefer HaTrumos is whoever is given, it sounds like almost a political position, you're given the authority within the city, that's good enough. This may also have been the Rambam's view. Even though we said that the Rambam's language in Shemitah V'Yovel Tesiyat Zayin sounded like he was saying it has to be the Chachamim Gedolim, like Rabbi Yami Rabbi Yasi, right? Nonetheless, if you take a look at the Beis Yosef, source test, he says, V'nira li, Shadaz HaRambam Gamkein, Dechol Beis in Chashuv Bidoro Kosvin, any Beis in that is Chashuv Bidoro can write. And when he said, like the Beis Din of Ravami and Ravasi, by the way, I keep going back and forth with Rabbi Ami, Rabbi Asi, only because I keep forgetting as I say it which one it is, but they're different people. Don't get confused. When he says, like the Beis Din of Ravami and Ravasi, Hainu Shem Gedolim Bidoram, Kerav Ami Viravasi Bidoram, it means they have to have the same stature in their generation as Ravami and Ravasi have in their generation. He's still requiring this royal hafkia mamon, and he's just saying that Beis Din is able in any generation, I'm saying the community is able to appoint people and say, you have that standing.
So you would read this as a chashuv Beis Din?
No, I would take it as the.
Okay.
I would take it as the. Because it's gedolim bedoram. Right. I would take it as the. The Ran also says that the Rambam agrees with Rabbeinu Tam, and we should take this view, and the Aruch HaShulchan as well, and Samach Zayin Yud has this view of the Rambam. And then on the other hand, you have the nose. The Piskei Rosh in Gin, I brought it for you in source Yud, says, Pasak Rabbeinu Tam, Dehashmatas Ksafim Noig Bizman Hazeh, V'kosim Prusbul B'chol Beis Din. Any Beis Din. So the standard is, you know, is anyone. Ramban, in Gin Lamed Vav Mud Beis, as well as the Rashba Gimel, Rashba is the Tshuva of the Rashba. So it's Chela Gimel, Tshuva Lamed Gimel, say, yeah, it's not a requirement to have such a great Beis Din. The Tur Choshen Mishpat Samach Zayin, I brought it for you on the sheet, Yud Aleph, says, V'kosven Oso Afilu Bizmanazeh B'chol Beis Din. Toles Elchus HaKishmuel, Domer Ein Kosven Oso Ala Beidina Desura V'ner Udener Da. We don't follow Shmuel, who has this requirement for the great Beis Din. Perish Davka Beis Din HaKavuo Mumcha Shabedaro. Ela B'chol Beis Din U'Beis Din Yechol Nekosvo. It may be written in any Beis Din. I had one Rishon I didn't know what to do with, and that was the Mordechai. Because I brought it for you in Source Yud Beis, but I don't want to get bogged down with it. We have too much else to see. But it sounds like the Mordechai says, we require the great Beis Din like Rabbeinu Tam, but then he seems to say you can be mekabel anybody as though they were it. I'm not clear. There's so much to see that I don't want to get stuck on that right now. Later poskim seem to follow the more lenient views. So the Beis Yosef in Choshen Mishpat Samach Zayin Chaf Aleph says that the Rambam, like the Rosh and the Rivash, quoting the Rashba and the Balatrumas, are all fine with a Beis Din Chashuv, like the conclusion of Rabbeinu Tam. The Bach writes that the Tur accepted any Beis Din, and that's what we do. And the Aruch HaShulchan, if you take a look in Source Yud Gimel, says Umeikar Hatakana Haisala Sosu Beis Din Chashuv. The Ikar Takana was Beis Din Chashuv all the way. That was what Hillel enacted, as the Rambam wrote, and he quotes you the Rambam. People given standing by the community and people who have expertise. But then he says, some say any three can do it. He says, the truth of the matter is, we're so lenient about this whole thing, it's a derabbanan, not to mention we saw already last time that so many just disregarded the whole discussion of Shemitah's Ksafim anyway. So he says, it's fine. It's fine. I had one ha'ara from the Yachel Yisrael, Rav Lau. He's discussing not Prusbul, but the power of taxation, and what sort of Beis Din is needed to transfer funds. So I brought you the excerpt in Yudalid, but I'm going to say it outside. He asks, why does the Rush conclude that a non-chashuv, a non-significant Beis Din, is able to do it? Why is it that by Knossos you require chashuv, and here you don't? So he has a very interesting approach. He says there's a difference between continuing a takana that is established and doing something new, like a knas. He says, ultimately, Yehoshua's model that he used was he created an ongoing takana of the koach of the avos on the money of the population. That's what Yehoshua did with the nachala. Whereas what Ezra did was a one-time knas. That's the difference between these two sources for Hefker Beis Din. So he takes the view that if you're going to do something that is simply an implementation of an existing takana, which is what we'd be talking about here with Prusbul, then you aren't going to require that it be a great Beis Din, as opposed to if you're doing a one-shot thing, that's a different story, perhaps. I in Sham in the Achal Yisrael. There's more to see. I have a whole bunch more sources that I didn't go into because it would have just dragged things out. But if you want, see the Ma'ariv Korkus on this and Tes Yud Zayin. I have a piece in the Divrei Malkiel, Chelek Aleph, Tzadi Dalet Yud, the Ma'aribal, Chelek Aleph, Samach Zayin, and Kuf Chavav, the Mabit, Beis, Pei Aleph, and Reish Chav Hei, and the Radvaz, 1,241. So you can take a look at all of these if you want for more. Okay. That's in terms of the question of what sort of Beis Din you need. That brings me to the topics that we're supposed to cover today, which is the question of an absentee prosbul. Do the judges have to be present? And a verbal prosbul. Do you have to actually write anything down? As well as when we say that somebody is supposed to own land, the borrower has to own land, what if the borrower is renting? What if he's living in a yeshiva dorm? So are you able to do it? And then finally, the last question is, must one write a prosbul? Is there any incentive to specifically write a prosbul? Okay, so let's get moving on that. So the issue of absentee prosbul. Do we need to have the judges present? So there are some primary sources that seem to have him present in front of the Beis Din when he does this. That's certainly the way it is in the Mishnah in Shviyas, as you see in Source Tesvav. Zeo gufo shel prosbul moser ani lachem, I am giving to you. Ish ploni uploni adayanim shemakum ploni shkochov sheyesh li shegbenu kolzman she'erza. He says, I'm giving it to you. He seems to be addressing the judges, and that's the text that's brought in Hilchos Shmita v'Yovel Perek Tes Halacha Yud Ches, as well as in the Shulchan Aruch Hoshen Mishpat Samach Zayin Yud Tes. That's number one. Number two, second source that seems to say you're in front of the Beis Din is Gittin Lamed Gimel Lamed Aleph. Take a look at Source Tes Zayin. Amar of Nachman, Meno Aminola. Rav Nachman says, how do I know, when I added it in brackets, how do I know that two judges suffice? You don't need three. Disnan, he gives you the Mishnah. Hadayanim Chosmin Lamata Oha Edim, the judges sign below, or the witnesses. So my lav Dumya De Edim, Dayanim Dumya De Edim, isn't when he says the judges sign or the witnesses sign, the judges would be in a format like the witnesses, meaning ma'edim shnayim afdayanim shnayim nami shnayim, that just like there are only two witnesses, so two judges would be two. We've seen this before. To which Rav Sheshes, what did Rav Sheshes say back? Midiirya, hakadisa vakadisa. Judges would mean three, witnesses would mean two. There's no reason, just because you listed them together, that doesn't mean that there are two of either one. Lama l'lemisni dayanim, lama l'lemisni edim. Hakamash malan deloshna kasuv belashon dayanim v'chasmi edim veloshna kasuv belashon edim v'chasmi dayanim. Why do we mention dayanim and edim? To teach me that it doesn't matter whether you write it with the language of judges and witnesses sign it, or you write it with the language of witnesses and judges sign it. What in the world does that mean?
Are you, does that mean the document? I thought it was the question. Does it mean the document, or does it just say aid and then a dayan?
Right. So take a look at Rashi in Source Yud Zayin, written belashon dayanim with the witnesses signing it. He says kigon beidina havena va'asa ploni va'amar lana mosrani lachem ploni uploni v'chule. The language of dayanim means that they actually write we were a Beis Din, as opposed to language of edim, which would mean we saw so and so say. Language of Dayanim means we were a Beis Din and so-and-so came in front of us. So according to Rashi, Lashon Dayanim is first person from the court's perspective. Lashon Edim is the witnesses recording what they saw him do, apparently in front of judges. So it sounds like we are requiring that it be done in front of the judges. And the Ran seems to say the same thing, Tezayin Amud Beis in the Dat Be'arif. However, there is some debate regarding how to read a Yerushalmi, and it's a good thing, because otherwise you would have to go to the Beis Din in order to do this. If you take a look at the Yerushalmi, I brought it for you in Soros Yud Ches. Amar Rav Huna, Kashyasa Kume Rav Yaakov Bar Acha. Rav Huna says, there was a question in front of Rav Yaakov Bar Acha. Kimanda Amar Maisros, Midivrei Torah, Vehilal Maskin Al Divrei Torah. He says, within the view that Maiser today, not today, but in Hillel's time, is actually applicable biblically. Hillel's going to make a takana that's going to affect deoraisas. How could Hillel do such a thing? Rabbi Chizkiah b'shem Rabbi Yirmiyah v'afilu nisunim baromi. Rabbi Chizkiah says, in the name of Rabbi Yirmiyah, he says, even if it's given in Rome, it's still going to be valid. Or I bias things by translating the word nisunim as given. it's going to be valid. So what we see here is a discussion about how Hillel could enact Prizbul. It leads into a discussion, which I skipped, about whether Prizbul is a mitzvah hatzluya ba'aretz. Is it land-dependent? And then we get Chizkiah / Rabbi Yirmiyah saying it works even if they are in Rome. So the big question is, who is they in this sentence? The view of the Pnei Moshe is in Source Yates. V'afilu nisunin baromi. Eino tzarech sheyehei lefnei ha-beisdin. It does not need to be in front of the beisdin. El afilu hein b'makom rachok moster lahem al yedei yaksav. He says it doesn't need to be in front of the beisdin, even if they are far away. Nonetheless, you give them you do the Prizbul with them via text, meaning that the judges are the ones who are in Rome, and you are far away. Don't view this as a mitzvah tzluya ba'aretz. The beisdin could be sitting in Rome with you far away, and that works. That's the Pnei Moshe's read. The Marash Cirillo says, no, Haim Nisunim Baromi means the documents are in Rome. You aren't actually handing them over, but you are with the judges. You are in Israel with the Beisdin, and the documents are far away. And his point is that Moser Shtarosav doesn't need to be in front of the... I'm sorry, that according to him, the Moser Shtarosav means that you don't actually have to give the Shtar to the Beisdin. The Shtar can be sitting in Rome, you are in the Beisdin, and that's good enough.
Prizbul can mean that you don't have to...
Prizbul, sorry, not Moser Shtarosav. That's the difference between Prizbul and Moser Shtarosav. Thank you. Right, Moser Shtarosav would mean I'm giving them the Shtar. Prizbul, the Chiddush is, you don't have to do so. So, again, we have this Yerushalmi, which says, as part of a discussion about whether Prizbul is mitzvah tzluya ba'aretz, we have the Yerushalmi saying that it works even if, quote, they are in Rome. The Pnei Moshe says that means the judges are in Rome and you're far away. The Chiddush of Prizbul is you don't have to be in front of the judges. And the Marash Cirillo says the Chiddush of Prizbul is that you don't have to give him the documents. But you do, but you are in Beis Din. So in fact, there's a machlokas as to how to take this Yerushalmi. The one view is to say, like the Pnei Moshe, that absentee works. And the Mordechai in Gittin takes that view in Source Chaf. He says, "Val shehikshe Rabbeinu Yechiel and Beisdin gedolei ador rachokim mimenu." As far as Rabbeinu Yechiel's question, if you have a Beisdin that is gedolei ador, but they are far away, Sha'az Bevadai is in the original text that we have. I didn't throw that one in. The Sha'az Bevadai Omar Sheker, who, Lama Yeinema Lomar Prizbul Hayaliva Avad. What he's dealing with is the question of the fellow who shows up and says, I had a Prizbul and I lost it. And we know he has not been near the Beis Din Gedolei Hador. Right? So why should he be credible to say, I had a Prizbul and I lost it? Nirali Delav Beruchka Vekor. So that's Rabbi Yechiel's question. So he says, it appears to me, Lav Beruchka Vekor Vatalia Milsa. It doesn't depend on how near or far you were, because we have the Yerushalmi which says, Afilu Nisunim Baromi. Pirush Hadayanim, meaning the judges, I added in, are in Rome. Right? He's taking the Pnei Moshe's view. Klomar, Yachol Omar, Mosrani Leploni, Uploni Adayanim Shemakom Ploni. Of course, he's before the Pnei Moshe, just so you make sure you get your chronology in order. But the Pnei Moshe's view is the view that we are associating with the Mordechai here, that we see in the Mordechai here. And we say that even if they are far away, nonetheless, it works. Okay? So the view of the Mordechai is absentee works. That's the key. And the Bach says that that's also seen in the tour, that you can be separate from the Beis Din. On the other hand, Ramban and Ran disagree, and they say absentee does not work. I brought you the Ran here in Source Chaf Aleph. He says, when we say that a person is credible to say, I had a Prozbol and I lost it, Lo mukcha milsa divadai Beis Din gadol shabador niska kulakach. That does not demonstrate that you have to be that you can use a lesser Beis Din, because the greater Beis Din would have taken care of it, right? Lav mukcha milsa that you can use any Beis Din. That doesn't demonstrate that any Beis Din can do it, because It just means that the Beis Din HaGadol would have taken care of it. So he's clearly saying you have to be in front of the Beis Din. Absentee Beis Din is not going to work. So that's his position. And it is also reported as a position of the Ramban. I had some problems with this, because the Ramban in Gittin Lamed Vav Mid Beis, I had him also say, Balav Dayani Dimachan Vin Vyasvin. I wasn't so clear on the position of the Ramban. But we clearly see that you have Rishonim on either side. You clearly see that the Mordechai says absentee works, and you clearly see the Ran says absentee does not work. So what is the Rambam's view? We don't know. The Rambam omits Gittin Lamed Gimel's discussion about the Lashon Edim, Kosev, Lashon Dayanim, which we interpreted above as tying the event to the location of the Beis Din. The Bach notices that omission in the Rambam, and the Bach writes, the reason why the Rambam omits it is because that discussion is all within the view of Rav Sheshes. That whole discussion in the Gemara is within the view of Rav Sheshes. The Rambam follows Rav Nachman accepting two judges. So he's going to reject that entire piece of Rav Sheshes with the three judges. And so therefore, he says you can't prove anything about what he's going to require in terms of presence of the Beis Din or not presence of the Beis Din. What do we do when we get to the Shulchan Aruch? So understanding the Mechaber depends on how we read the Baal HaTrumos. The Baal HaTrumos is in source Chaf Beis. He says, V'zeh ma shekasav ha-Rab Yehuda al Bartzaloni. Rab Yehuda of Bartzalona wrote the following. Inyon shtabak nas prusbol kachu. Holech ha-mal ve'etzel gimel edim, v'yeshem rafilu b'shnayim v'omer. He goes to three witnesses, some say two witnesses, and we say two witnesses. I talked about that, I think, already last time. And he says, Havu alai sahadi, be my witnesses, and see, I gave my prusbol in front of three judges. Right? De'inun ploni, uploni, dayanav shakum ploni. V'daylo am yachtimu lo osen edim ba'oso prusbol shem ra'u ki bifnehem misaro bifne ha-dayanim. They sign that they saw him give this in front of the judges. And even though the judges don't sign, that's fine. However, im chasimi dayane tfei mali, we better if the judges were to be the ones to sign. And then you don't even need the witnesses. So if you ask me, the Baal HaTrumos is saying, as I bolded it in the text, that you are in front of the Beis Din, right? Is that a fair assessment? Yeah. So the Shulchan Aruch says that. Look at the Shulchan Aruch in Source Chav Gimel. Yesh Misha Kasav, Inyan Shtar Prozbol Kahu, Holei Hamal Veitzel Shlosha Edim, Vyesh Om Rafilu Shnayim, Vaomer, Havu Alai Sahadi, Vachazu Dana Masarna Prozbol Kamei Shlosha Dayanim, Deinun Ploni, Uploni, Uploni, Dayan Shakum Ploni, Vidailom Yachtimu .. And he's quoting the Baal HaTrumos. That's recognized that he's quoting the Baal HaTrumos. So I would assume the Shulchan Aruch requires it to be done in front of Beis Din. Rav Avadya Yosef, though, wants to defend the practice that he has observed in Yerushalayim. Odos, in Source Chav Dalet, Odos mashinogin poir hakodesh Yerushalayim tibana v'sikonein, ulesader aprozbol b'fnei Beis Din v'shalo b'fnei Beis Din. He says, regarding the practice that I found here in Yerushalayim, where they do the prozbol in front of two witnesses, and in fact, it's not in front of the Beis Din. There's no Beis Din present. He says, Lav davka sheyia bifnei Beis Din mamush. He didn't mean it has to be in front of the Beis Din. Ela kavana lomar shebifnei ha'edim omar shehu mosrol hadayonim. Rather, what we're saying is that in front, that he says in front of the Beis Din, in front of the witnesses, that he's giving it to the dayanim. He says, otherwise, why did you say the judges of such and such a place? He's right here. You didn't need that. The answer is that the creditor is not present in front of the judges. He is somewhere else. That's the idea. So Rav Avadya says, hold on one second. Rav Avadya says, that's the way to read the Baal HaTrumos, not that you're in front of the Beis Din. And he quotes the Beis Yosef, who quotes the Mordechai, who was fine with an absentee one, to show that Beis Yosef agrees with this view. It need not be done in front of the Beis Din. Yes?
I see how that works with the first clause in the Trumos. What are the part that you bolded?
Yeah, the Bifnei, I don't know. Unless he's going to say that the Shulchan Aruch didn't quote that part. Yeah. And therefore, maybe he'll say, Shulchan Aruch doesn't agree with the Baal HaTrumos as far as requiring that. Maybe the Baal HaTrumos required it. But the Shulchan Aruch is following the Mordechai.
Oh, and he's just, when he paskins there, he's just quoting, he's just using his language.
Using his language without paskining like him. Maybe right. That's what he'll say. The Ramah explicitly permits doing it outside of their presence in Source Chafei. Vein chiluk beinim amalva be'ira dayanim olo. Ki yachalom rafil shlobifneim ani mosesh tarosel based in ploni shabir ploni. So he's very clear, he's with the Mordechai, he's good. The Chasim Sofer wants it to be written in Beis Din. I brought it for you from Hey Kuf Yud Gimel in Source Chavav. Efshir Deba'inan Davka Amira Lefne Beis Din, Va'osa HaAmira Hi Po'eles HaHafka'a. It's possible that we do require it be said in front of the Beis Din, and the saying it is what actually generates the Hafka'a. The Kamoba Chalitza, where he says, if the guy writes, Lo Chafatzti Lekachta in a document, and the document shows up in Beis Din, Lo Mahani, that doesn't work. as written in Tosfos and Gittin Ayin Aleph. V'od, and further he says, Afilu Echid De Mahani, Hainu Im Yamol Defnei Beis Din V'yichtov Devar V'yoal Ki'ilu Amaram. He says, where we say a text does work, that's where you go in front of the Beis Din, and you write it in front of the Beis Din. So the Beis Din gets to see you and understand that that's what you want to do, and your writing is then the equivalent of making a declaration in front of the Beis Din. In practice, we don't require their presence. As noted in the Aruch HaShulchan, Choshen Mishpat Samach Zayin Yud, and Rav Avadya goes on at length in that tshuva to defend this practice. We do not require that you do it in front of a Beis Din. Yeah.
Specific to Prusbol or even
Prusbol. Yeah. As a side note, in that tshuva, Rav Avadya, it's in Vav Gimel, Sifkat and Gimel, offers a third view from the Rikurkus to Shemitah V'Yovel Tes Yud Zayin, that we don't require presence of the Beis Din HaGadol, but we require their agreement to serve in this capacity. At least they should know that people are doing shtaros, assigning shtaros to them, which is an interesting idea. Okay. What about a verbal prosbul? Do you need to write the thing down at all? So two gemaras in Gittin are relevant. If you take a look at Source Chav Zayin, in this machlokis about line or akaimena, what would I do if I had the power to do whatever I want with prosbul? So Rav Nachman Amar akaimena, Rav Nachman says, I would uphold it. So the Gemara says, who asked you? It's already Kayim. What are you doing? Hachi Kiyamar, no, this is what Rav Nachman is saying. Ema be milsa da'af agav de'lo kasuv kikasuv dami. I would create a rule that even if you didn't write the prosbul, it would be as though it was written. Verbal prosbul would work. That's that's the idea. So that's one source that indicates that verbal actually does or does not work?
Seemingly doesn't work.
Does not work. Because he says, if I had the power, I would do this. Yeah. Right? That's one. That's a source indicating, no, it doesn't work. On the other hand, you remember the Gemara in Gittin Lamed Zayin about the Rabbanan Devei Rav Ashi, who didn't go to Rav Ashi for Prosbul, they just did it with each other. And it says, Masri Milayhu Lahadadi. Now, Masri Milayhu Lahadadi is vague. Milayhu doesn't have to mean they did it verbally. It could mean their cases, their things, like milsa, right? It doesn't have to mean they did it verbally. But if you take a look at Rashi, Source Chav Ches, Masri Milayhu below Ksivas Prusbol. They didn't write a Prusbol. Elakach Amar Lachaverim, Hareyatem Beizdin, Vachovi Masur Lachem Likbosa, calls Mancha Erze. Right? It sounds like it really was done verbally. Even though, again, the word Milayhu doesn't have to be anything.
So what pushed him to say that?
So, right, that's the question. Why does Rashi say it? Clearly Rashi believes that that's the way it works. Right? I mean, that's what he believes. The Rishonim seem to assume in general that verbal does work. The Mordechai in Gittin Shin Pei, we've already seen, right? He said that verbal Mesiras merely works on its own. The Tshuvas of the Ran, Ayin Zayin, at the end of the tshuva, he says it's not about giving the documents. That's not what you're doing with Prusbul. Even without that, Prusbul works. That's what he says. The Ran also, to the Rif, Yutes Amad Aleph, at the bottom of the page, says that verbal is valid, although he requires it to be in front of Beis Din. The Bach, in Choshen Mishpat Samach Zayin Chav Gimel, I'm just trying to figure out why I did the sources in the order that I did. the oh, I see what I did. Never mind. The Bach in Samach Zayin Chav Beis says that this is like Tosfos in Makos Gimel Amud Beis Dibra Maschil Moser by Moser Shtarosov, that Prusbel is not the same as Moser. Right? Hill empowered people to do this without handing over actual documents to the Beis Din, and indeed, nothing will be needed in writing. And if you look at the Bala Trumos, Mem He Yud Aleph, he says that Prusbel is not the same as Moser Shtarosov. Moser is much stronger, which is why Prusbel should require a Beis Din Chashuv.
But Rashi, yeah. Rashi in Makos says that Moser Shtarosov is Prusbel, and he also says it's only... it's verbal, you don't actually have to write it.
Yeah.
So I'm saying the Bach thing, this is opinion to Tosos, isn't...
Correct.
That doesn't help all.
That won't necessarily...
It could work according to
Rashi. Even without the Bach's idea.
Yeah, even without making a chiluk between Moser Shtarosov and Prusbel, it could work also.
Correct. Correct. The That's a good point.
Is that this? No, this is the previous Bach.
Yeah, that's a different Bach. Okay. That's what confused me as I was looking at my sheet. So, poskim in practice accept verbal, but with restrictions. If you take a look at the Rambam, in Tes Chav Zayin, it's source Chav Tes on your sheet, Talmidei Chachamim Shehilvu Zed Zeh Umasar Dvarav LeTalmidim. If Talmidei Chachamim lend to each other, and he gives his document over to the Talmidim, Ba'amar Mosrani Lachem Shkochov Sheyeshi Shagbenu Kozman Sheerza Eino Tzarech Lichtov Prusbel. Verbal works. Why? But why specifically Talmidei Chachamim? Mimnei Shehein Yodin Shashmatas Ktafim Bizman Hazeh Midivrayim Ubedvarim Bilvad Hinidches, because they understand it's a Derabanan. The whole thing is a Derabanan now, and therefore it can be overridden this way. So the Rambam's position is it has to be among Talmidei Chachamim because they know that the whole thing is Derabanan. The Mechaber in Samach Zayin Chaf in the Shulchan Aruch adopts the Rambam's view verbatim. He takes the Rambam's text. I didn't even need to bring it for you on the sheet because it would just be a replication of what the Rambam said. The Bach explains the limitation to Talmidei Chachamim. What is this about? It's source Chaf. He says, "Venira." It appears Shataimo Dekasha Le Berabanan Devei Ravashi. He's bothered by the Rabanan Devei Ravashi. Dehech Avdu Hachi Alach LaMaisa Kerav Nachman. How could they follow Rav Nachman? V'Rav Nachman Gufelo Ka'amar Ela I Aisher Chelia Kaimina. How is it that they could follow Rav Nachman? Meaning, the Rav Nachman says that you can do it verbally, right, without writing anything. The Rav Nachman himself said, "I wish I had the strength to do that." They think that they have the power that Rav Nachman lacked? That nonsense. Havadei lesa, can't be. Notice, by the way, that the power of Rav Nachman is defined not only in terms of his wisdom, but also his communal authority. The fact that he's the son-in-law of the Nasi. That goes back to our discussion about Beis Din Chashuv. Not only in terms of them being Talmidei Chachamim, but being appointees. So he says, can't be. The answer is that Rav Nachman was saying, you can't do this generally speaking. But they did it themselves, they did it because they knew, as the Rambam writes, that the whole thing is derabanan. That's the idea. Udvarav nechonim ubrurim, and his words are accurate and correct and clear. V'chein roi lasos maisa. That's indeed the way it should be done. K'mosh heyed beis Yosef shayu noagin b'mitzrayim k'harambam d'davka talmidei chachamim. That's what he says. That's the way they did it. The beis Yosef quotes it being done that way. In Egypt. And the Chasim Sofer adopts the Rambam's requirement of talmidei chachamim, and he says the fact that it's ravonin d'vei Rav Ashi proves it. It's the same Chasim Sofer I quoted before from Choshen Mishpat Kuf Yud Gimel. The Tur in Choshen Mishpat Samach Zayin adopts the Ran's view, which is that verbal works for anybody. In Source Lamed Aleph, Vafilu lo nichta velo omar zehalashon al pele dayanim mehani. He doesn't say it has to be Talmidei Chachamim. Just do it. And the Rama.
That's going to need to be in front of dayanim.
Yes, but he wants it in front of Beis Din.
Right.
The Rama in Choshen Mishpat Samach Zayin Chaf cites the view of the Tur. And the Chasim Sofer in Choshen Mishpat Kuf Yud Gimel says, but you may need the presence of the Dayanim in order to do this. So basically, if you wanted to do the Prusbel verbally, right? You're somewhere on Erev Rosh Hashanah, and someone says, I didn't do a prosbul. And you don't have your text in front of you. You don't remember the million times we've said the text already in, you know, in various permutations of plonies. So the answer is, either ask him, are you a Talmud Chacham? Or do it in front of the Beis Din. Yeah, you have to do one or the other in order to satisfy what's being said here. Okay. Last piece of the of prosbul mechanics here. The borrower who is renting land, is that sufficient? So the Gemara in Gittin Samach Lamed Zayin, I brought it for you in source, Lamed Beis. For some reason, I started my letters again after Lamed Beis. I don't know what happened to my outlining. All right, nonetheless, I'll try to repair that as I go. But in Lamed Beis, you see the Mishnah quoted, Tan Hasam Ein Kosin Prosbul El Ala Karka. You have to write the prosbul on land, meaning the borrower has land. Im ein lo, and if the borrower lacks land, mizakeu besoch sadeu kol shu, then the lender should assign to him some of his own land and say, this is yours. And there's a lot of discussion. What if he's screaming and saying, no, I don't want it? Fine. And we also discussed a little bit a few weeks back, when does he have to own the land? At the time of the loan or at the time that the prosbul takes effect? The kama kol shu, how much is any minimal amount? So they discuss any minimal amount, and even if it's the place where the oven is sitting, what if the guarantor has land? That's good enough. And what if somebody owes the borrower money and the person who owes the borrower money has land? That's good enough as well. So why do we require ownership of land? So we already discussed some of this way back when. Rashi says, I brought it for you in Source Lamed Gimel, that the answer is because it's Milsa Deshricha. This is the common case, and I'm going to explain Rashi simply right now. What Rashi is saying, and the simple read of Rashi is, that the takana was made for normal loans. And normally people lend money to somebody who has land, because that way you know he's going to pay back. So therefore, prosbul only works if the borrower owns land. By hook or by crook, he has to own land. The Rash, writing on the Mishnah in Shvius, says, no, that's not why. It's because it's kegavoy bebeisdin. I brought it in source Lamed Dalid. Because that way, it's as though the loan has already been collected in Beisdin, because there is land, and there's a lien on it, and therefore, lo yigos doesn't apply. That's the Rash's idea. Then why do I need a Beisdin altogether? Well, I guess the Beisdin makes it kegavoy. Okay. There's a third idea, the Rashbam quoted in Tosfos in Gittin Lamed Zayin Amud Aleph, the Ramaskal Ella, who says that it's because it's suitable to collect the entire debt. We have a rule, there's no such thing as auna'a regarding land. Okay, if I overcharged him whatever it was, the laws of auna'a do not, 1/6, it doesn't kick in. So the Rashbam says, therefore, theoretically, even if it's a tiny piece of land, you can collect the entire debt from it. Tosfos himself questions that view because we do have the idea of bitul mekach. The idea of saying, we won't trigger the laws of Ona, we'll just say it's void. So that's its own discussion. Also, an interesting approach in the Ksav Sofer, take a look at it at some point. The Ksav Sofer to Gittin Lamed Zayin Amud Aleph has this very interesting discussion of rereading Rashi. He says, the idea of Rashi requiring Shchiach is that the point of the Takana of Prosbul was to get people to lend. That was why it was done. So it would be, you're only going to do prosbul in a situation where it's likely to cause people to lend. In the event that they have, in the event that they don't have land, right, it's not going to work anyway to get people to lend. He says that's what Rashi meant by milsa deshchicha. Not a takana is always made for milsa deshchicha, therefore it only works where the borrower has land, because that's what would be common. But rather, the point of the takana was in order to get people to lend money, and it's only common for them to lend money in the event that the borrower has land. It's a different read on Rashi. Okay. In any case, the requirement of owning land is brought in Hilchos Shmita v'Yovel, Tes, Yotes, Chaf, as well as in Chosh Mishpat Samach Zayin, Chaf Beis through Chaf Hei. So Beis Yosef asks the question, what about rented land? Borrowed land works, so maybe rented land should work also. That's what he asks in Source Lamed Hei. Umash Mali, Dekevin Del Karka Mush Al Kos, when he says, since you can write on borrowed land, Hu Adinami Shekos Van Al Karka Shu Muskar Biyado, so too, you can do it on rented land. But he says, I haven't seen anybody discuss this. Ad shezimen Hashem liyadi, until Hashem brought to me umatzasi beitr, I found it in the Bala Itr that he discussed this in terms of Rabbi Akiva's statement about using karka kolshu and so forth. And Rabbi Akiva links, sorry, it's separate statement, Rabbi Akiva. It's Rabbi Akiva and Peya talking about what land is good for if it's a tiny amount of land, if it's karka kolshu. And he says it works for Prozbol, and it also works as a Kinyan Agav. The rule is I can acquire movable items when I acquire land. Automatically, I acquire the movables with it. That's called a Kinyan Agav, right? Agav Karka. So he links Agav with Prozbol, says the Beis Yosef. And just like he says Agav is going to work by rented land, so too Prozbol will work with rented land. That's what the Bala Itter says. It's a very interesting leap. But the Beis Yosef says rented land works as well. The Chasam Sofer in Choshen Mishpat Nun, take a look at source Lamed Vav, is questioned by somebody who doesn't like what the Beis Yosef said. Umalaso Tamal Rav Beis Yosef, Your Honor, who wrote me this letter, challenged the Beis Yosef. Ech yichtov Prozbol al karka hamuskeres. How can you write a Prozbol for rented land? Halom yotzienu hamal. I added the word hamalve mikarka shalo yitzdarechu l'shalei maschirus. That means that if the lender claims it, he's going to end up having to pay the rental fees. Further, then anybody can do Prozbol. Unless he's absolutely homeless, anybody can do a Prozbol. What was the Gemara excluding when it said you have to own land? Elu Dvarav. Those were the questioner's words. So, Reish Milan Omar. He says, frankly, I don't think we should be strict anyway nowadays. Dal Kopanim. He says the whole point was that it should be common. He does not have a chiddush of his son, the Ksav Sofer. He takes Rashi straight. That it should be alone. That is common. So he says, I have news for you. Nowadays, people don't collect off of land anyway. They all do movable stuff. He says, in my Beis Din, people come in and they claim out of movables. They don't claim out of land. And not everybody owns land. And people's wealth is in movables. So he says, really, don't get hung up on the whole land thing, because we have shchiach even without it. As far as your question about the homeless person, he says, no. What if you have somebody who eats off of somebody else's table, who's entirely supported by somebody else? He says, don't bother me with that. The Chasam Sofer is good with the idea of using rented land. He's fine with that. And then I brought you this one line. I have the Sefer Dinei Shviyas. I've mentioned it at other times, I think, with just digests of laws of Shemitah. And they quote Rishlomo Zalman with the quote that I brought you in Lamed Zayin. He says that yeshiva students who have a dorm room, so even though it's not theirs in any sense of the word, if they're allowed to put their stuff there, then that's good enough. He also sounds like he's saying makom in the Beis Medrash when he says makom limudam. That's you have a place in Beis Medrash, that's already good enough. So he's very makil on this. Okay, last thing. Must one write a Prozbol? So just in terms of the borrower's renting land, the upshot is rental works. That's the upshot. Okay. Must one write a Prozbol? So the Havamina to be obligated in writing a Prozbol is this. Hillel made a takana to encourage lending so that people would fulfill the rights of lending. So maybe now you should, Davka, go out and write Prozbol. But we say no, there's no chiyuv. The Piskei Or Zeruah says this. He says that there's no obligation whatsoever to write it. In source Lamed Ches, it's talking about Gizrei Dinin uProzbulin Shalom Midas Shnehem. He talks about the idea of writing a Prozbul without the creditor knowing. And Rebbe says, I say that you have to have the borrower's knowledge in order to write a Prozbul. The borrower has to know that the Prozbul has been written. So the Or Zeruah comments on that in source Lamed Tes. He quotes you the Tosefta from Bava Basra, and he says, Das halova kuleyama lo pligi de lo ba'inan. He says, everybody agrees we do not require the knowledge of the borrower. Ki pligi davka bedas malva. He says the machlokes is actually about the creditor. In other words, he has a different edition of the Tosefta. He says it's das malva. And he says, everybody agrees the borrower doesn't need to know. It's not his business until you claim it from him. The creditor is the debate. Because maybe he doesn't want it. You think you're doing him a favor by writing a prosbul for him. But in fact, he wanted to fulfill Shemitah. So from the fact that the Or Zarua says maybe the Malva didn't want it, that shows there's no obligation to write one. That's the idea. The Ben Ish Chai, last note, the Ben Ish Chai notes that those who want to be pious will write a prosbul and then will extend a loan to somebody after the prosbul so that it's not within the prosbul, because we know that prosbul only works for loans that were extended until then. And that way, he will forgive it in Shemitah. And he says for women, because apparently women weren't lending money in the time of the Ben Ish Chai in Baghdad, but he says what women will do is that they'll go Erev Rosh Hashanah, and they'll borrow bread. After Rosh Hashanah, when they'll go to give back the bread, she'll say, I'm Mishamet, and that way they fulfill the mitzvah of Shemitah. But everybody trying to get in on the act of fulfilling the mitzvah of Shemitah. I have a little bit of a problem with this, because there's a mitzvah of repaying debt. Right, the Gemara in Ksuvos has this whole thing about forcing somebody to repay a debt. Beis Din can force him because there's a mitzvah to pay Ra'on Chov. A lot of discussion about what exactly the mitzvah is, but there is a mitzvah of repaying your debts. So you can't enter into a debt expecting that you're not going to pay it, and then you enter Rosh Hashanah not having repaid a debt. Like, there's something wrong with that idea.
Can you see the problem again?
Yeah, there's a mitzvah of repaying debts,
okay.
Right? You are now going to take out a loan planning to default on the debt. You're entering Rosh Hashanah with this on your record, that you took out a loan planning not to repay.
Why do you have to assume that you're planning not to repay?
Because otherwise, Prisbel wouldn't, otherwise the whole discussion falls away. Shemitah Ksafim is only loans that were due before Rosh Hashanah.
Right.
So it's due, and I haven't paid. And we're setting up a system in which everybody knows that you're not going to do so.
Meaning either way, even when with Shemitah's company, you're supposed to pay it back.
So in other words, the plan is that you do expect to pay, even though you know that you're doing this as part of his kiyum of Shemitah.
Kind of like you're doing it to let him be Mishamah, even though, I mean, the Gemara talks about the fact that the love is always supposed to pay back.
It strikes me as a little bit strange. Something's not quite right here.
No,
but nonetheless, that is a very popular practice, and I expect, frankly, that we'll all probably be doing some version of this. But okay. Shkayach, I'm going to turn that off.